So you're in the desert, so I mean you can still find beauty out here because we go through our days so fast that we don't even take a moment to look at, the sunrise or like a sunset, and we have very beautiful ones out here. I mean, and it's not, it's not often that you get deployed either. This 6 months or, a year is a long or short time, depending on who you ask. But compared to your life as a whole, it is a very small part of your entire life. So if you take that time to appreciate those things and, find the beauty, it makes you feel, just makes you appreciate the little things, which is, those are the things that I guess you gotta focus on. I'm talking to you, I'm just kidding.
So, I'm here with my new friends, and there's a shirt being worn that says antisocial, and it is totally she is totally not antisocial, and I just want to give her an opportunity to introduce herself.
My name's Jocelyn, and
Who you have here with you, Jocelyn?
I have my new friend, newfound friend, Parkman, Matthew Parkman,
Howdy, howdy.
and Demetrius, who we just met tonight, ironically. And yes, my shirt does say antisocial, but I think tonight was kind of a, the complete opposite of the shirt I'm wearing. I think we had just the whole strangers out in the desert, like.
I think we have a name of our podcast.
Strangers in the
desert. We definitely have to do this again.
Yeah, I enjoy
I look forward
this.
To it.
Yeah, 100%.
So, do y'all want to leave any last words?
Parting words.
Parting words.
Stay golden, pony boy.
Oh, hey, the outsiders.
Hey.
Outsiders.
Yeah. No, I want to thank you. Thank you too. Like, I don't know, I'm just so great. I'm feeling overwhelmed with like gratitude right now for having these conversations and just being able to share and feel, just this kind of safe environment. And then having these ideas where obviously we want to open this up to other people because, yeah, like, I don't know, it's big, being out here as long as we're going to be to impact, anybody. As many people as it is, whether it's one person or the whole base, it makes a difference, and people will remember that. Just being here, people remember their deploy. You'll remember the deployment. Other people will remember the deployment, and just creating those bonds. Like I said, you never know who's going to be your lifelong friends or lifelong connections. And how far an impact can really go. So,
6 months, 12 months in the desert.
Yeah.
Leads to like literally a
It's
lifetime
a
of
yeah,
just
it's a
a
small
good connection.
it's a small world and it's a small Air Force. So I see myself like running onto other people from either my AFSC or somebody from a completely different AFSC, completely different rank, since we were talking about that, and you a completely different branch,
Army.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought? So because the first couple of weeks I was feeling kind of like unsure or like, oh, how am I gonna branch out here? How am I gonna make friends? Already kind of feeling like not lonely necessarily, but like kind of scared, like, oh, is this, I've been out here for a week or two and I still haven't met anybody. Is this how it's gonna be? But
you took the initiative though. You got out of that, you all took the initiative and you took out the you got out of
it's
your
crazy to
comfort
think about
zone.
that. Yeah,
You got out of your comfort zone. And it takes initiative.
it
really
really
takes
does.
Initiative. And for instance, if you all didn't take the initiative to come talk to me, would this have happened?
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
So it started off with the hat, and then you were like, actually, I like his sound. I was like, tell him that when we're on our way back. People like to be complimented. So I was like, why not? So.
And here we are now.
Yeah.
Well, this made my night.
Yeah, likewise.
Likewise.
Yeah.